This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Zona Plus, an effective non-drug treatment for high blood pressure. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective it works for 9 in 10 people. The Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 888-408-6141. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you can get $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout at orderzona.com. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Otto Hoffman, and today we're going to talk about something that I promised to bring you more information about. It's about the revolution in cannabinoid therapies in medicine. And today we're going to talk to an expert on CBD, cannabidiol. I predict that cannabidiol is going to become one of the leading nutraceuticals in the supplement market. No, it's not something illicit, not something that necessarily you have to go to a marijuana dispensary to obtain. It's a remarkable compound. We're going to find out more about its potential today with Colonel Philip Blair. He's an MD, retired from the Army. He became a family physician, providing disease management for small business employees in several states as a consultant. He graduated from West Point in 1972. He attended the University of Miami School of Medicine, trained as an Army family physician. And he has a company called Pro Health Advisor. They provided innovative disease management by telemedicine to clients in all 50 states. And he's also an expert on the subject that we're going to talk about today, cannabidiol, or CBD. He's done extensive research on it and explored clinical care for patients, organizations, and other health professionals across the USA, into Australia, and the UK. And he's just back from a trip to Mexico, where health professionals in Guadalajara had greeted his message with a great deal of enthusiasm. His services are internet-based and accessible for patient and provider consultations internationally. So he's the go-to guy for guidance on how to apply these cannabinoid modalities. So without further ado, here's Dr. Philip Blair. Dr. Blair, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine.
And it's a pleasure to be with you, Dr. Hoffman. This is an exciting area, and I'm always excited to talk to the audiences around the world about this important subject. Now, I do want to make one emphasis, is that I am also the medical advisor for Elixinol.com. And they have been have had a quality product that I've been working with and providing services for, and that some of the things that any additional questions can actually go through the elixinol.com website very easily.
And let's spell it to be clear. It's E-L-I-X-I-N-O-L. And so that's, and there's a lot of resources on that website explaining CBD, talking about its applications, and a wide variety of subjects related to using it. First of all, give us a little background on how you got into this, because, I mean, it's kind of an unlikely journey because, you know, straightest of the straight backgrounds, you graduated from West Point in 1972, where I guess anything related to cannabinoids was probably somewhat discouraged, I would say, right? And then in the military, right?
Urine tested at that time, and throughout my military career, we were urine tested. And in fact, I became an MRO, which is a medical review officer, for testing people for marijuana and opioids in 1996.
Mm-hmm. So how did you become aware of the medical potential of cannabinoids in treating various health problems?
Well, after my career in the Army as a family physician, I evolved into a disease management expert, really emphasizing kidney disease. But the idea that many of our diseases are just not really well managed. And that worked out really well, except there was still something missing in that the treatments that we had available just weren't adequate to get the kind of results that I was looking for. And at that point, I learned about cannabidiol. I started doing the research, looked at the medical literature, which blew me away. And then I started using it for myself and for my neighbors and my family and my patients. And I saw just extraordinary results from it. And I've really latched on to continuing research on it, as well as guiding patients on how they can use this substance for a broad range of conditions to help them.
And so let's get a precise definition of CBD. What is CBD? How does it vary from, smoking pot or using marijuana edibles?
Well, I think the first way to look at this is it comes from the cannabis plant, but there's really two types of cannabis plants. There's the common variety marijuana that we hear all about with the THC that has a psychoactive portion of it. And then you also have the industrial hemp that we've been growing in throughout the world for millennia that has provided fiber and nutrition for the entire world. And that's the part where CBD is really emphasized. CBD is in both types of plants, but it's there's a much higher concentration in the industrial hemp. Then you have industrial hemp that has a CBD that makes you healthy, and you've got marijuana that has a THC that tends to make you high and give you some difficulties.
Indeed. It's interesting that, I'm just for casual reading. It's not research. It's just my own reading for pleasure. I'm reading a fiction novel by Ken Follett, which talks about the Middle Ages. And it talks about the early, application of hemp to pain problems. There's a character in the novel who, is in a blacksmith shop, a child who runs accidentally into the fire, has a bad burn. And in those days, nuns were the ones who administered herbal medicines. And the nun administered hemp to the child instead of poppy seed extract. They knew about poppy seeds. Of course, they have opiates in poppy seeds, but thought that it was a more gentle, safer thing to give for pain to a small child who might experience dangerous side effects from the poppy seed extract. So it's interesting that this has a long, long tradition in medicine.
Well, exactly. I mean, we have knowledge of hemp seeds going back almost 7,000 years and use in Chinese herbal medicine for 5,000 years. So we know that these are valuable substances. What an interesting story, Dr. Hoffman. But there's something more interesting if we look at this, that hemp and the extracts would be extremely valuable in a burn situation as an anti-inflammatory agent, whereas your poppy seeds would just provide the pain relief. So you want to advance the healing as well as relieve the pain, and that's where the hemp would fit in.
Interesting. Well, so the biggest question that people have is, when you do CBD, we'll talk about the different ways that you can imbibe CBD, because there's various methods of taking it, various products. But will you get high? Will you have impaired coordination? Is this something where if you operate machinery or if you drive, will there be a problem? Is there an addiction dependency issue? Are there any side effects? Can you run that down for us?
Well, quite the contrary. Your mind becomes more focused when you use CBD. Your memory improves. Your reflexes improve. You have greater endurance. You have greater strength and energy. And you improve your sleep all at the same time. So there's a massive number of cognitive improvements as well as physical improvements, as well as the relief of pain that occurs with the CBD.
And there's a basis in neuroscience for understanding this, because we know about endorphins. They're endogenous opiates, which our body makes to relax us and help us deal with pain and stress. But there's also something called the endocannabinoid system, which is a real buzzword in neuroscience these days. Can you give us a brief rundown of what that entails?
Oh, I'd be delighted. So we have within our bodies something called the endocrine system. Endo meaning inside, and crin refers to hormones production. Well, we also have a system called the endocannabinoid system because we make our own cannabinoids. We have a huge supply of our own, and it is in the brain, it's in the gut, and it's in every part of our body, and it appears to be the master controller for the immune system, for the neurotransmitter regulation, as well as the gut function, and a hormone as well, and in broad range of conditions. So you've got this vast array that we really weren't aware of until 1992, when we started to see the connections with identification of the ligands, so the active molecules that are being produced, as well as the receptors that receive those ligands and make some specific action that occurs in the cell or even in some of the organelles of the cell, including directly with the mitochondria.
And there's kind of an illustration of this in the failure of a drug that was made by Merck. It was supposed to be the ultimate diet drug because, as many people know, that you smoke pot and you get the munchies, and they figured, okay, if we block that system, if we find a receptor blocker, we can reduce people's appetite. Well, unfortunately, the drug, which was called Tirannabant, bit the dust. Because this CB1 blocking drug caused unacceptable side effects. The chief side effects were anxiety and depression and even suicidal ideation. So it's kind of an illustration from the way that drug developers work, that it's not nice to fool with Mother Nature. That endocannabinoid system is pretty important.
It sure is. But in this case, and this has been true for the pharmaceutical industry consistently, is they're looking for an artificial substance. And so when they take the concept of, let's take a CB1 receptor, CB type 1, cannabinoid type 1 receptor, and they try to activate only that or block only that, then there are downstream consequences from those synthetic molecules. Whereas you don't get that kind of response when you're doing a full spectrum plant that includes some of the polyols, other substances that are connected with in terms of terpenes, and even trace amounts of some of the cannabinoids. They all blend together to be protective. And they're not destructive in the system within the endocannabinoids.
And these are the things that you find naturally accompanying CBD in hemp extracts, right? It's called the entourage effect, a little bit like that HBO series, all the guys hang out and get along and have a lot of fun. It's the entourage effect.
Exactly, and it works well with friends, and it works well with other medications too. So there's very little in the way of drug interactions, and there's a beneficial effect by having the CBD on board. And one of the primary reasons that the CBD is working is just because of that endocannabinoid system, that it's shoring up the entire system rather than being one specific target, whereas this product that you mentioned, I know it in its generic term as Ramonabant, the CBD is lifting the entire endocannabinoid system and raising it up, because what we've learned is that so many of our chronic diseases are actually deficiencies of the endocannabinoid system.
So by further throttling it down, you're going to create a whole host of downstream problems. So those drugs have thoroughly bitten the dust and, not very promising.
But so, for now, but yeah. Their new products are always on the rise, trying to capitalize on the endocannabinoid system and how it can be manipulated, but with the artificial substances. There are two drugs that are right now approved with cannabinoids in them, and one exclusively with CBD called the Epidiolex. Hmm. And this is a very successful medication for epilepsy.
Yeah, for childhood epilepsy, I understand, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, and which is a devastating problem because many kids don't tolerate the medications that adults can take. They can interfere with growth and development and very, very serious side effects. So it we're always on a quest for more safe ways to curb seizures in children, and this appears to be very promising.
I was just back from Mexico where I was helping a foundation that is giving away cannabidiol to individuals with epilepsy that has not responded to the usual therapy. And what's marvelous is that the certain selective Mexican physicians are using this as part of their program. I heard one of the pediatric neurologists speak just on Friday, and she was explaining that in 46 cases that she had some stunning results, because not only was the epilepsy improved control, but these kids were developing normally. There wasn't any interference with their growth or development or their interactions within the family. Wow. So that their entire family dynamic had improved as a result of using cannabidiol.
Okay, folks, now's the time where we pause and allow one of our sponsors to share a message with you. So here goes. Do you want to manage your blood pressure without medication? I have some exciting news about an effective non-drug treatment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, here to tell you about the Zona Plus. It's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. It's so effective, it works for 9 in 10 people. Zona Plus is a high-tech smart device that guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. At least 22 clinical studies confirm regular use can result in an average decrease in blood pressure of 10% or more in just 4 to 8 weeks. To find out more, go to orderzona.com or call toll-free 1-888-408-6141. That's 1-888-408-6141 or orderzona.com. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is offering you $50 off and free shipping. Just use the coupon code Hoffman at checkout. It's been a long time since I've been this excited about a new natural medical innovation, the Zona Plus, at orderzona.com. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what make Intelligent Medicine a free resource to you. And now back to our guest, Dr. Philip Blair. Well, you know, another big potential area for application of CBD is in the area of pain control. And of course, everyone's aware we're in the midst of a pain control crisis. The opioid epidemic is devastating America. And in fact, just today, I was getting ready for this interview, and I had cable news on the TV, and President Trump was delivering an address in New Hampshire where he's talking about the crisis and, you know, all kinds of potential solutions, you know, death penalty for drug traffickers, et cetera, et cetera. But one of the points that he made was that we need to be on the lookout for safer, less addictive forms of pain control. And I thought, you didn't mention it, I thought, cue the CBD, right?
Exactly. What could be better? There really is nothing better to choose from because, like we mentioned with the child who was burned, that you're going to advance the healing of the wound by reducing the inflammation as well as taking care of the pain. So you have a broad range of benefits that people are going to get and children from the use of CBD and people in chronic pain. There's a number of important factors with opioid addiction that would make it the ideal substance to be treating chronic pain of any kind in at any time, especially if they were using opioids, because the first thing that CBD will do is reduce the need for opioids dramatically and reduce the tolerance to the drug without causing any additional respiratory depression, which mm-hmm. is the killer of opioid abuse.
Well, you know, then that brings up a hypothetical. Is CBD dangerous at too high a dose? I mean, let's say your pet gets into your CBD stash, and you know, as pets often do, whatever seems chewable, they scarf it down. Are they going to go into conniptions?
Well, the worst that'll happen is they'll go to sleep.
Okay. So there might be a mild sedating effect, but not, some kind of dangerous effect if you accidentally take more than you should.
Never. There's never been a toxic dose, and they've used in experiments and in trials, they've used as much as 1,000 milligrams without at a single dose without any difficulty. So it doesn't cause any damage at all. In fact, that's what we're seeing is the health effects. An overdose doesn't produce anything more than transient symptoms that are quickly recovered, and they don't leave any residual damage at all.
Okay. So what about psychiatric conditions, depression, anxiety? And I recently read something, I think it's on the Elixinol website, about a new trial on PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, in veterans.
Well, I wanted to say just a few more words about pain because it's so magnificent. The CBD can provide analgesia as well as anti-inflammation and then reduce the level of opioids that might be required so that patients aren't going to be exposed to high levels. A lot of times what we're learning is that chronic opioid use has actually decreases our ability to handle pain. And so we seem to become more sensitive with regard to pain. And there is seems to be some impairment in the healing process as well. You skip all of that by using CBD, and you can recover some pain syndromes or from some pain syndromes by using CBD in that process. And CBD can be used orally as well as topically for areas that are injured. Let's say if you have a sprained ankle, putting CBD directly onto the skin will reduce the pain, number one, but it also reduces the inflammation, the swelling, and it advances the healing process. I've had clients that have gone to surgery for a valve replacement who have been using only the vaporized form of CBD without any requirement for any opioid after that surgery.
Wow, that's really impressive. And I can vouch for that because I have patients who have ulcerative colitis. It turns out I treat a lot of inflammatory bowel disease patients. Ulcerative colitis and Crohn's disease seems to become my subspecialty because of all the patients coming to me. And among the things that really helps for the pain, but not just to blunt the pain, but also to reduce the inflammation and to heal the gut, is oral CBD. It really has made a big difference for some of our patients. So, again, it's not just blunting the pain. It has an anti-inflammatory property, you know, much as many herbal products have, you know, similar in some ways perhaps to things like curcumin, boswellan. Some of these plant essences seem to dampen down inflammation.
Well, one of the processes in ulcerative colitis and inflammatory bowel disease has to do with inflammatory cytokines that are being released, and the body's not is actually responding in an inappropriate manner by release of these cytokines. And so CBD actually blocks one of the leading problem cytokines, which is tumor necrosis factor. And this comes from the macrophages in the gut, and it produces a great deal of inflammation, leaky gut, many, many different types of problems. And we have specific antibody type of medications that are being used that there must be at least about a dozen that are working on this system, trying to modulate it to take advantage of it. Well, CBD can replace that, and in fact, with a disease management program that I've been working, I've been replacing some of those injectable tumor necrosis factor blockers.
Like Remicade, Humira, CBD, things like that.
With great success.
Yeah, those powerful medications, unfortunately, have such potent immunosuppressive effects that they may increase the risk for infections, tuberculosis, lymphoma, and that's not a desirable outcome. So if we can move along to talk about some mental and emotional disorders. I think this is a good point at which to pause because we've just begun to explore the potential of CBD. We want to offer you some practical guidance in terms of selecting among the welter of options that are out there. We'll do that in part two, and we'll cover some more of the health benefits of cannabidiol. Our expert today is Dr. Philip Blair. He's Colonel U.S. Army retired, and currently provide services via internet to patients and providers internationally. And just by the way, for listeners who aren't going to go on to part two, and we hope you do, can you mention how people can access you?
The best way to contact me for more information about CBD is at elixinol.com. And then going E-L-I-X-I-N-O-L.com. And there's an opportunity to ask questions as well as to review the information that's now available.
Well, that's great because, you know, frankly, you go to a website and you say, well, there's all these different ways of taking CBD. I don't know where to start. You know, what's the best match for my particular condition? And I think it's great that they've got a medical advisor on staff to help patients make reasonable choices. So
it's really my privilege because I get to learn about what CBD can do in all ranges of conditions and problems.
Excellent. All right, we'll pause. When we return, more on the subject of CBD. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.